British Public Radio. Technology.
Tech Talk with T3, the gadget website.
This week, bling bling, bling bling, Virtu reveal a near £7,000 smartphone, and we get to see inside their diamond-encrusted operation. LG joins the mobile screen off with the 5.5-inch Optimus G Pro. Boffins at Oxford show off the UK's first autonomous car. It uses lasers and everything. And after Valentine's Day, T3's been digging out relationship-ruining games. Who needs a partner anyway? All that and more with my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who's as pure as a Tesco beef burger. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hi.
Welcome. If you thought the iPhone was pricey, try this. Android asking price for size. £6,700 is how much the new Virtu Ti will set you back. The Ti. Nokia spin-off's first proper foray into
It's smart. Ti, Dan. Dan, listen to me. It's Ti. As in titanium, you see, from the periodic table.
Ti. Mm. Right. Okay. I see it's made of titanium. Right.
Good.
Oh, actually, hold on. We are,
that's what
we
I just said. It's from the periodic table.
Yeah, we are discussing the Virtu Ti, so I do need to play the mood music that went with T3.com's hands-on with the Ti.
That was my hands. No, they weren't.
He's left.
Ah, yes, that's much better.
Yeah. Mm.
Feel
they were
you
Andrew's
do sound
hands,
a lot
actually.
Better over a sort of a soft porn
He does
bed,
have beautiful hands.
Don't you?
He does have lovely hands.
Mm.
What's happened to the music? I was
Smooth.
Enjoying that.
There's like acid jazz.
Hmm. Yeah, no. It's UK made. It's a titanium frame, a 3.7-inch sapphire crystal screen, which they grow. A concierge button.
Hey, has a French screen that they grow.
Yeah, yeah.
What, in a
sapphire.
Vat?
They have to grow sapphires.
Crystals.
Yeah.
Like making crystal meth in Breaking Bad. The price that you said, that's actually for the entry model.
Yeah.
It's 14
yeah. Yeah,
grand
yeah. It gets
if you
more
want
expensive.
The top of the range one.
And they've sold one for $300,000.
Why was that so expensive?
That was a special commission, though.
There was a special commission.
Why was it?
It had, like, specific stones, like really uber-precious gemstones in it. And
bits of Stonehenge.
Yeah, probably. There's actually a whole stone from Stonehenge missing. Yeah.
It does have no near-field communication, but no 4G, and it packs ice cream sandwich. I mean, it's not exactly blistering, is it?
No.
Well, you say that, but that's actually... that's cutting edge compared to Virtu's older phones, because for years they've been making these phones for years. They're actually a subdivision of Nokia, of all things.
Well, they were. They've sold.
Oh,
Nokia have sold it now.
I can't hear what you're saying. they've been making them for years, and they've cost thousands of pounds for years. But they've only just stopped using Symbian, like Nokia itself.
Hmm. Now on Android.
But yeah, this is their first Android phone.
But before that, is their first touchscreen this one?
Yep.
No, they have had a touchscreen before. T3 was given
again.
Quite a revealing interview with the head of design at Virtu. His name?
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson.
But he doesn't look as excited as his name. I was expecting some kind of Magnum PI kind of guy.
Yeah, has he got a sidekick called Starsky-Starsky-son?
He must call himself
Starsky Stevenson.
Surely.
Starskyson and Hutchison.
Yeah. You sorry,
you remember
Dan?
That from the 70s?
Was that was Dan speaking then?
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry.
You're live, caller. I listened to Nick Ferrari the other day on LBC in a cab. It was a bit like this.
What stood out was just the unbelievable arrogance of Virtu, but also the sort of breathtaking honesty of what he was saying.
Well, I really like the quote or the bit where he was like, well, if I'm pulling up in my Bentley and someone's pulling up in a Mini Cooper beside me, why should I have the same phone as them? They're driving a Mini.
I like the way he thought
I'm
that a Mini
a
Cooper
Bentley.
Was somehow a rubbish car.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I'd love a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, but you'd love a Bentley more.
True.
Yes.
It's like you might say, oh, I'd love a Sony Xperia Z or something, but you'd love a phone that was better.
No, but the
thing is, this phone isn't
me.
Better, it's just more expensive.
I know.
Yeah, this was the bit that got me. If you want to get served really quick...
Did you say that? Oh, it may have diamonds in it, but it's very heavy.
Yeah.
Stop misbehaving. Put the phones on the table and see how long it is before the owner of the restaurant comes out and says, would you like some champagne, sir? You're worth something.
Yeah, but the thing is, every time you go to a restaurant, they go, would you like a glass of champagne?
Maybe for
because
you,
they're
really.
Trying to sell it to you.
Oh, right.
Because like, as soon as you sit down to dinner, they're like, would you like anything to start? Maybe a glass of champagne?
Maybe some oysters. I went to a restaurant in Shoreditch about a year ago, and they know you know they normally come over and say, do you want some bread?
Yeah.
They were like, would you like some bread? Or maybe some oysters?
Yeah. So it's nothing to do with the phone. But you're trying to sell you something.
Since when did bread and oysters become interchangeable?
It gets better. Where doesn't it sell, he says. List all the poor countries in the works, and that's where it doesn't sell.
And all the rich countries.
Yeah, exactly.
But then there's always weird dictators in poor countries, aren't there? So I imagine they have virtues.
Do you know what my favourite bit is?
Go on.
That you can press the concierge button and you get armed guards. And he said, if it's this side of the law, then they'll do it.
Yeah. It's like Google's, what is it?
I think having an armed guard would be...
Their funny line. What was it we discussed last week?
What? Oh, yeah.
Their creepy line.
Creepy line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so yeah. What is this side of the law? Did he clarify that?
Right. Well, there's plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, LG has released the first official picture of its new 5.5-inch smartphone, the LG Optimus G Pro, going toe-to-toe with the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 for obscene screen size. It sports a 1080p display, 1.7GHz chip, 2GB of RAM, microSD slot, and a 13-megapixel snapper. Already unveiled in Japan, it makes its European debut at this month's Mobile World Congress.
Engineers at Oxford University have shown off the UK's first autonomous car on a decidedly tightly controlled test track in Oxfordshire. The disappointingly named robot car learns your regular route so it can take over on your commute or supermarket run, or step in if you're about to write off your motor. Best of all, it doesn't rely on any other tech being installed in the road.
With Sony all set to unveil the PS4 in New York, the next-gen Xbox rumour mill has gone into overdrive. Last week, reports emerged it will block users from playing second-hand games. Now, a report surfaced on gaming website Kotaku, stating the next Xbox will require Kinect. This from source Superday, the self-same source that tried to flog an Xbox dev kit on eBay last year.
The BBC's announced it'll screen some programmes first via iPlayer before they air on the telly. It'll screen up to 40 hours of programming online first, doing a trial over the next 12 months.
Nike is pointing the way to a fully bespoke future with the launch of its newest running shoes, the Nike Flyknit Lunar 1 Plus. Got there in the end. The latest lightweight trainers can be steam-fitted in store to create a running shoe that hugs your toes like a custom-fit glove. Costing £140 a pop there, sadly, the service is only going to be available in London and New York until the end of the month.
And Tamagotchi is back!
Yes!
Whoa! Yeah! If you grew up in a school playground in the 1990s, the little LCD animals were right up there with Pogs, Game Boys and Garbage Patch Kids.
Garbage the original Pail Kids.
Has been upgraded for Android as Tamagotchi L.I.F.E. That's life with dots in the middle. And best of all, the app's free!
Now, there's nothing more we like to see than two people who love each other sharing a life together. What am I saying? We'd much rather be playing the 13 addictive relationship splitters T3 has been collating from the gaming annals. Duncan, what would you go single for?
I would go for... Well, there's two games that have swallowed my life. As a teenager, I had Elite on the BBC Micro. It's not actually on this list. I literally just played that forever.
No, you can't have literally...
The best part of the year. I didn't really do anything for between the ages of about 14 and 15. Commander Jameson. Hello, Commander Jameson.
Is he your friend?
No, that was your character. Well, you could rename it so you could be Commander Bell. But the default, for whatever reason, was Jameson. I think the programmers, maybe they like the whiskey.
And what percentage of your life was swallowed during this time?
100.
Did you go to school?
Yeah, I did. But I was mainly thinking about playing Elite whilst at school. And if they'd had mobile gaming devices at the time, I would have continued whilst at school.
Ree, what about you? Your life swallowing game.
See, I'm not a big gamer, but I do remember playing Sims for a very long time.
But that's because you're a girl.
Yeah.
It was either going to be that or what was that? Nintendogs.
Nah, I never played that. Actually, that and another one, which wasn't on the list, was Crash Bandicoot. Ugh. Obsessed with that. Played it for hours when my brother got a PS2.
I've got to go from the list. I'll go with Sensible Soccer, but I also Mario Kart. Just yeah.
Mario Kart's devoured. Very addictive in all of its variants. The first Wii one was so good because you could sit there with
multiplayer.
The steering wheel.
I remember
wheel.
You getting that. You were so excited when you got that wheel.
I was.
But I'm talking about the original Mario Kart, you know, Rainbow.
Yeah, the original one was great as well.
Excellent. Okay. Well, try some of those and see if you're still together with your respective partner next week. But that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on your tablet. And we're on iTunes every Friday.